The setters had five machines. They arranged the hours that you work from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. So you were doing a 12-hour day. And as I was setting, and you did a month on days and a month on nights. So if I would stay, although my shift would end at 7 in the evening, if I was on day shift, I would stay until 8 to tie up with my opposite number on the night shift. And then the next month, when you were 18, you were able to do night work. And the next month, I would do the same, but stay until 8 o'clock in the morning. So you were doing a 13-hour shift. And by the time you'd cycled home, in between the air raids, had something to eat, there was very little time for anything else. I used to come by bike, and I paid a house just fairly adjacent to the works that had a lean-to covered area on the side of it. I paid sixpence a week to put my bicycle in there. And although the leaving times were irregular then, so I don't know how she managed, when it was a regular time, if you could get out pretty sharp on your bike to get home, you could avoid paying the sixpence.